all along the process is really focused on two things that we wanted to have an impact on. We wanted to be able to impact early childhood. So currently we serve about 120 students in our early childhood program. And, you know, I know in my time in Mexico, which is going on 7 years, you know, there's been a constant talk of trying to expand that program. When we went to construction to build the shelters on Eugene Field and McMillan and the middle school, you know, one of the things that we had hoped is that when we built on, we were building a new early childhood at McMillan, which was our storm shelter, and it was initially intended to have two more classrooms in it so we'd be able to expand early childhood. Well, you know, you kind of get pie in the sky hopes and, you know, what your money will buy. And at some point in that process, the architect said, you know, you don't have enough money to add these two spaces. So we had to cut those out of that project, which meant that, you know, we didn't have the opportunity to expand early childhood. So we've been trying to figure out how we can do that. The other issue that we've really been kind of battling through the years is that there's disproportionate class sizes throughout the district. For example, in kindergarten this year at McMillan, you might be in a group of 23, 24, which is really a big kindergarten class, probably too big, certainly more than we'd want it to be. But right across town, less than 2 miles away at Eugene Field, there's 15 kids in a class. So, you know, the scale of McMillan being a smaller entity, you know, there's a grade level at McMillan where there are 26 kids and we split them into two groups. So there's 13 and 13. Well, you know, the decision is, do you put 26 into one group or do you put 13 into two groups? 13 is probably too small. 26 is probably too big. So it just becomes difficult. And again, less than 2 miles away, there's a group at that same grade level that there are 13 kids at McMillan, that there's 24 kids at Hawthorne. And so we kind of did an analysis and, you know, we took at our grade levels, you know, what's our smallest class size, what's our biggest class size, and made some comparisons. Most of our class sizes have a variance of anywhere from 8 to 11 students. So, you know, we really wanted to try to impact that and distribute our kids better, be more efficient. When we look for staffing, there are times where you, when you divide something into three groups instead of dividing into two groups, it impacts, you know, how efficient you can do that. So, when we remove one of those variables, if you will, it allows us to distribute kids more evenly. It won't necessarily lower class sizes. Obviously, it'll lower them in some places. It'll raise them in some places. But it'll make it equitable across the district, and we feel like that's something that, you know, we hear often. You know, teachers are frustrated because they've got 24 kids in a class, and their colleague, again, less than 2 miles away, has 14. And so, you know, that was those were the two things that we were trying to address. And this measure really allows us to impact both of those things.